there were a few disappointed beachgoers in Bellevue yesterday.
Come on, you guys. There's what? No swimming here today. No, we're going to have to...
The city of Bellevue closed two beaches Monday as it sprayed herbicide into Lake Washington's Maidenbower Bay. Bellevue is fighting an invasive weed known as Eurasian water milfoil. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The waters off Maidenbower and Clyde beaches should reopen to visitors on Tuesday. Bellevue officials are hoping the waters will have fewer invaders when they do.
The taller plants that you see growing towards the surface, those are Eurasian water milfoil. That's the target weed that we're trying to control today.
Rick Bailey is leading the charge against water milfoil for the Bellevue Parks Department.
You can pretty much find it just about everywhere in the lake. If it's left uncontrolled, it can actually, depending on the size of the lake, it can take over an entire lake within 2 years.
Agencies across Washington State have been trying to fend off the Eurasian plant for decades. They've reached a stalemate at best. They don't hope to eradicate milfoil, just prevent it from spreading to new areas. Milfoil can form thick mats that crowd out other species and deplete a lake's oxygen. The plants often get stuck to boat propellers. Boaters can give it a free ride the next time they launch into a different lake or river.
It's probably the worst invasive noxious weed in Washington.
Herbicides only knock back milfoil. They don't kill its roots. So Bellevue has to keep applying herbicide every year or so. Rick Bailey says the herbicide, known as Diquat, doesn't last long in the water. Environmentalists don't like milfoil either, but some of them dislike herbicides more. The Washington Toxics Coalition calls the repeated herbicide use chemical mowing. The group says actual mowing with mechanical harvesters would be a safer way to keep milfoil from spreading. You might be wondering why Bellevue officials would choose to close down popular beaches in the middle of summer. Rick Bailey says that's when Lake Washington has the fewest fish in it that might be exposed to the herbicide. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.